Svalbard, the land beyond the North Cape. In this radio program, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Peaked. Wildlife. Settlement. Average. Hunting. Seals. Ready? Now read the questions on the next page. Read them carefully before listening to the radio program.
In the high Arctic, floating in the midnight sun, and embraced by the polar night, Svalbard is an archipelago of peaked mountains and imposing glaciers. No other place in the far north offers such an abundance of polar features and wildlife in such a limited area. Today, in our programme Round the World, I'm pleased to introduce Chris Van Gils, a keen traveller to the north and an expert on polar life. Hi, Chris, and welcome to our programme.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Just a week ago, Chris was in Svalbard. Well, Chris, first of all, tell us something about this archipelago.
Probably everybody knows about the North Cape. Well, many people believe this is the northernmost part of the world that's inhabited, but it's not true. Svalbard is a group of islands situated halfway between Norway and the North Pole. This land, the size of the Republic of Ireland, is only 600 miles from the pole. The word Svalbard comes from Norse, the language that people spoke in Scandinavia in the past, and it means cold coast. A good name for a land which today is 60% covered by ice. So Norse sailors knew of it, but we don't know why that knowledge got lost. It was not until Barents, Willem Barents, a Dutch sailor, rediscovered the land in 1596 that...
Are you telling us that the Norse knew about Svalbard, but that then Svalbard kind of disappeared till 1596? That's a really interesting part of history.
Well, yes. When Barents arrived in Svalbard, he named it Spitsbergen. It means the peaked mountains. Today, this name is confined to the largest island in the archipelago. Since 1925, it is part of the Kingdom of Norway.
And how do you recommend that we visit the islands? By car? By plane? By boat?
There are no roads on the islands, and in fact Svalbard is a fragmented archipelago with many small islands over a large area of 63,000 square kilometres. So the best way to discover the landscapes is over the waves. Sailing also offers the best chances, the best opportunities to see wildlife in a limited amount of time. Bearded seals, walruses, and with some luck, a polar bear, can all be seen easily within a short distance.
And when do you think it's the best time of year to visit Svalbard? Must be very dark and cold in the winter.
Yeah, it is dark, and it's cold as well. The average temperature in the winter is about 12 degrees centigrade below zero, so it's cold. But it is also cold in summer when the average temperature is 42 degrees Fahrenheit, so about 6 degrees centigrade. And I'm talking about Longyearbyen. Longyearbyen is the largest settlement in the archipelago on the Spitsbergen Island. In fact, there are only three islands which are populated: Spitsbergen, Bear Island and Hopin. And only about 2,000 people live there.
That's not many, is it? I mean, it must be lonesome to live there.
Well, most of them are scientists studying the polar ecosystem. But yes, not many people are able to bear the cold and the...
And the long winter nights.
Yeah, the polar night starts on the 14th of November and it lasts till the end of January. On the other hand, the midnight sun starts on the 19th of April and lasts till the end of August. It is hard. I had to take some medicines to get used to that lack of sun for so long.
And what about polar bears? Have you been able to see one?
Well, you won't believe this, but it's easier to see them today than it was some years ago.
How come? I thought they were in danger of extinction.
The thing is that because polar bears appear very commonly on Svalbard and sometimes they attack people, everybody needs to take precautions when outside the settlements. This includes carrying a rifle. Nevertheless, the law protects polar bears, and so it's forbidden to harm or disturb them unless there is considerable danger of injury to a person.
Wow, polar bears attack human beings. Scary, isn't it?
Well, in the summer, some polar bears go ashore. Their favourite food is seals, so they go and hunt them in their habitat. Climatic change is also affecting polar bears since there's less food, and so they sometimes go hunting in the rural settlements where, of course, people live.
I can see it's been an amazing trip. That's been a very interesting discovery. Thank you, Chris, for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.